can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation. That the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
Now, I want to thank you all for listening once again. This is Good Vibrations Radio. This is Solazar speaking. Carolina can't be with us this evening, but I love when we do that commercial return because then I always feel that she's here and more than just spirit, but energetically, she's really come across to us. So we just heard Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado, and for those of you who keep track, who read the emails, who check the website, you know that means it must be time for Speaking of Listening with Dr. Arnie Buss. Now, Arnie Buss received an undergraduate degree in psychology at Rutgers University and a PhD from Cornell University. He's been teaching for over 30 years and at the Naval Postgraduate School for the past 20 years. He's been teaching and facilitating interpersonal communications for the past 6 years, and he's given presentations on interpersonal communication skills to a number of organizations in the Monterey area. He facilitates individuals and couples with their interpersonal communication issues. So for those who are kind of paying attention, that means he teaches them to really talk, hear, and understand each other, which is something most of us don't know how to do. We just throw words together and at the other person. You know, in 2011, he was the semifinalist in the Toastmasters World Championship of Public Speaking. And he's with us the first and third Thursday of every month right here on Good Vibrations Radio. Let's welcome Dr. Arnie Buss and Speaking of Listening.
Well, thank you so much, Solazar. Welcome to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. And as Solazar mentioned, I'm your host for this segment, Arnie Buss. Speaking of Listening is all about ways of improving all of your relationships with heart-centered listening. Now, remember that listening is not just about hearing what the other person is saying. It is much, much more. It's about engaging the other person in a dialogue, a dance, if you will. One of my favorite quotes is from Ginger Rogers, and she once said that she had to do everything that Fred Astaire did, only backwards and in high heels. And so it is with heart-centered listening. We often are focused on our thoughts and our feelings, and we want to express those, and that's really important. But yeah, and learning to listen is a lot like being more like Ginger Rogers than Fred Astaire. Instead of us leading, we follow. And we follow not just in a random way, but we follow in a way which flows smoothly and is in concert with what the other person is expressing. So with heart-centered listening, we're focused on making that connection with the other person, establishing a dialogue, not just a conversation, getting that connection. And a connection is all about heart-to-heart. If the two of you are just expressing relatively superficial things like, you know, how's the weather and what about your favorite sports team or what do you think about this, then the kind of skills that I'm talking about are not necessarily apropos. I'm not saying that you should change everything that you say or your entire approach to talking with other people. If you're like me, you've been speaking for many, many years. I'm not going to say how many. That's a secret only my wife knows. So we tend to think that we're experts in this. And we've also been listening for many, many years and or decades. And so we tend to think that we're experts in that as well. It was a big surprise and a bit of a shock to me to discover that there was a skill in listening. There was a way of approaching it that I needed to learn, I needed to practice, I needed to become much more skillful at. So just to recap some of the things that I've mentioned in a few previous segments, that when we are hearing something that somebody else says, we sometimes react from either a place of ego or judgment or parent, or from a place of victim or child. Neither one of those is helpful in establishing this heart-centered connection, because it's not responding from the heart. It's reacting. It's reacting from past wounds. It's reacting from our ego's attempt to assert its will. The only way to establish this connection, I have found, is through the aware heart. And the aware heart is a place where you are keeping everybody okay. You keep yourself okay, and you keep the other person okay. And you keep anybody who's not even around okay. Now, some of the roadblocks to effective communication, and we'll see some examples of this, include a lot of the standard things that we do. When somebody expresses something to you that's a little painful, a lot of times we tend to offer advice. We offer a suggestion. We take, you know, what I think you ought to do is this. We give them solutions. Well, you know, the best thing to do in this situation is, or we might question or interrogate them. Well, why did you say that? Or why did they say that? We might tend to analyze. Well, you know, you're being codependent, or they're being codependent. We might moralize or judge. You know, you shouldn't feel that way. We might sympathize. Oh, you poor thing. I know just how you feel. Now, the alternative to this is by use of a tool that I call tracking. And this is something that I have been studying and teaching. And the idea of tracking is to focus all of your attention on the speaker. Now, the first thing that can be helpful when you're learning how to track is to just notice your own reactions, notice your own tendency to do some of those roadblocks that I mentioned, your own tendency to inject your own opinions, your advice, your solutions. The first step is to notice them. And having noticed them, put them aside for now. You don't have to cast them out entirely, but just put them aside. What I often like to do is visualize a place where I know that I can find them and pick them up again when I need them. But in that moment, I realize that it's not going to be helpful. The second thing when learning how to track is to use only one pronoun. And that pronoun, oddly enough, is the pronoun you. Avoid pronouns like I, me, us, we, our, any pronoun which includes you, the listener, or includes anyone else. Now, this is sometimes reacted to by saying, you mean we're going to use you statements? So if you've heard of the infamous you statements, this is not a you statement. Using the pronoun you in tracking is not the same as a you statement, which is blaming and judging. Like, you did this, or, you know, you, why do you come home late? That's an example of a you statement. Now, using the pronoun you in tracking is to focus all of the attention on the person who's speaking, all of the attention. And what it does is it helps the other person get in touch with what is really going on. Because oftentimes when we hear an emotion being expressed or some unclear message, there's some underlying thought or feeling that the person is trying to express, but they may not be entirely aware of. In other words, it's a hidden coded message. So by tracking, what we're trying to do is decode that message. We're taking what they say, and by being mindful, being present to them, being heart-centered, we notice not only what they're saying, we notice the feelings that are being expressed, and we notice the angst and maybe ultimately the desires that are underlying the message. And as you start to pay attention to this, you'll see that it's everywhere. One of the beauties of learning the skill of tracking is that because we're always talking with people, we're always interacting with them, there's always something to listen to. And because nobody's life is perfect, because nobody's life is without conflict or angst, there's always something that somebody's expressing to us that is a tracking moment. And if we miss this one, then there's always going to be another one very soon. Now, when first learning tracking, one thing that helps is just a boilerplate response to begin your sentence with. And that word, sometimes I call it a magic word, is the word so. Sometimes, so you. With practice, you can expand. But what I sometimes ask people to do if they're stuck about how to respond is I say, well, just start with the word so you and see what you can follow it with that makes sense based upon what the other person has said. And you'd be surprised how often there's a deeper connection, a deeper understanding of what's going on just by devoting attention to the other person with so you. With practice, you can expand. You don't have to always use it. It's not like you should always start every tracking response with so or so you. And one of the things that you want to do is ultimately your goal is to make it as conversational as possible. In other words, you don't want to give the impression that you're using something or doing something to the other person. Now, in the beginning, this is almost inevitable. When I was first learning it, I remember it was just very stilted. It came across very unnatural. And people say, you know, what are you doing? What's happening with that? These days, I don't get that quite so much because I've been able to incorporate it just into my natural conversational style. And that comes with practice. It came with practice for me, and I'm sure it'll come with practice for you. So, because people don't like to have something being done to them. It feels manipulative. Now, there are some words and phrases that you will sometimes hear being proposed as being empathetic, but these are ones that I ask you to avoid. One of them is, oh, I hear you say. Now, that's one of the boilerplates of something called active listening. And, you know, active listening has a wonderful attitude behind it. But as soon as you use the word I, you're directing attention to you, the listener. In other words, you're saying, well, look at me. And the response of the other person, you know, if I say, I hear you say that, you know, they might say, well, you know, did you really hear me say that? Also, it focuses attention on just what is being said. And when I talk about tracking in more depth in a minute, you'll see that the what is being said one of the least important things about it. It's what the words themselves are hiding, are decode, or putting into code. Some other phrases, you know, what I'm hearing you say, or if I hear you right, or this is one of my favorite, I understand. Have you ever been upset and the other person, oh, I understand just how you feel? No, you don't. You don't know how I feel. You don't understand a thing. Or, you know, it sounds like, or it seems like, You know, those two phrases, you know, you, make you sound like a psychotherapist or something. And, you know, when you're talking to, say, if you are a therapist and you're somebody's coming as a client, then there's no, certainly no problem with that. But if you're a friend, then you're not a person's therapist. And most people don't like their friends to be analyzing them in that way. So in general, anything that directs attention to you, the listener, and away from the speaker is not as effective in helping the person speaking get in touch with what is really bothering them. Another thing to avoid is to make yourself a target. And for today's segment, we're not going to be addressing what happens if somebody does make you a target by criticizing. But just know that in general, you want to keep everybody involved absolutely safe and okay, regardless of what's being said. And that includes with yourself. In fact, it starts with yourself. So the more okay you are with yourself, the more able you are to be present with the other person. If there's something being expressed that causes you to not be okay with yourself, then that impedes and interferes with your ability to have a heart-centered connection with the other person. So now I'm going to talk about the tracking process, and one of the ways of organizing that is what is called the four W's. And those four W's are what the speaker said, why the speaker said it, what does the speaker feel, and what does the speaker want. Now, not every dialogue goes through these in order, and I'll explain each one, starting with what the speaker said. This is where many of the listening techniques stop, and this is really where tracking starts. If the other person says something that is absolutely clear in terms of what the words are, then there's no need to parrot it back to them. There's even no need to paraphrase what they said, if it's clear. You want to respond with what they said in your words only if their message is long or unclear, or if somehow there's lack of clarity on your part about what it is that they're really saying. And if you start with the what, you know, definitely paraphrase, don't parrot. So if somebody says, you know, I'm really upset at what so-and-so said, don't say, you know, oh, you're really upset. Well, don't use their words. Paraphrase. If what they're saying is clear, however, move to the next W. The next W is, why did the speaker say it? And this helps identify the speaker's internal process. You want to go beneath the what. So instead of, you know, can you believe what so-and-so said? You might say something like, you know, so that caught you by surprise. Or, so you're not okay with that. Or maybe, you know, so you're confused about what happened. The third W, what do they feel, is where we start to peel back the layers of what the underlying feelings are. Now, be careful not to overshoot the feeling and avoid mind reading. In other words, you don't want to inject your feelings onto theirs. You want to only respond to the feelings that you hear being expressed by the other person, keeping in mind that often those feelings are nonverbal. So you might say, you know, so you're feeling sad about that, or so that made you feel discouraged, or maybe even so you're feeling criticized. And you keep with the second two W's, the why and the what, until they look up. Now, this look up is a very interesting phenomenon, and it's something that I'll expand on in future segments, but basically, what happens with a lookup is that the speaker finally gets to the bottom of what it is that's bothering them, and they're ready to move to a resolution. Before then, you want to make sure that you're simply tracking the why and the what they feel. But once they look up and indicate a resolution, then you can help them find their own solution. So some of the responses you might say are, you know, so you're ready to resolve this, or so you want to make sure that this happens, or so you want to be assured that this will never happen again. So some, just an example. You have a friend who says, I was passed over for a raise again. Now, some of the ways that we might want to react, we might want to reassure them, you know, oh, I'm sure you'll get it next time. And that doesn't really help them. And you don't want to make people wrong. You might say, well, you know, they just don't appreciate you. They're jerks. Don't escalate it. You know, well, why don't you just quit? And don't try to fix them. You know, why didn't you talk to your boss? And one of the things we often do is hijack. So we might say, well, let me tell you about how many times I've been passed over. You think you got it bad? A tracking response to validate them. You know, you might say, so you're disappointed in that. Or so you were expecting it this time. Or it might be, so you're feeling frustrated that this keeps happening. Any one of these, depending on the particular situation, or many, many more, there isn't just one solution, is more effective at helping the other person get to the bottom of what it is that's bothering them. And the other thing about this that I have discovered is the idea that people really know what they have their own solutions inside them already. They know what to do. It's just they may not realize it yet. They may realize what they need to do but don't want to do it. And if you tell them what to do, then it feels parental. Basically, the message you're sending is that, you know, you're an idiot. You know, why didn't you figure this out for yourself? Instead, by tracking, you help them resolve the situation themselves. And any solution that they come up with is something that they have come up with and not yours. If you give them a solution, then in a way you're not really helping them. If you help facilitate them come to their own solution, then you are giving them genuine help. So until next time, you have been listening to Speaking of Listening on Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. Thank you for joining me today. You can listen to Speaking of Listening on the first and third Thursday, 5:35, right here on Good Vibrations Radio. To learn more about effective listening and much more in my workshops on effective communication and relationship building, email me at ahbus@consciousawareheart.com. You can like me on Facebook at AwareHeart or follow me on Twitter at Effect5Com. That's two M's. And until next time, remember to listen with your heart.
We want to thank Dr. Arnie Buss for sharing Speaking of Listening with us tonight. And it's always a pleasure and always a consideration to think of how we're speaking with other people and whether we're really effectively communicating or just talking. Because Lord knows we've all been taught to talk, but so few of us have been taught to communicate and listen. And I thought in honor of Speaking of Listening, that maybe we should have a little listening music to close out this segment as we go to the top of the hour. And this is from Miss Beyonce, and it's called Listen.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within, it's only beginning to find release. Oh, inside and turn into your own, all 'cause you won't listen. You won't lose.